a very good king.
在刚开始的时候，他是一位非常好的王。
Now we read verse 4.
那么读到第四节。
And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father Amaziah had done.
第四节，乌西亚行神眼中看为正的事，效仿他父亚玛谢一切所做的。
We know that for a king, yeah, to do what was right in the eyes of God, yeah, is not something very simple.
我们知道说，一位王他要行神眼中为正的事，这并不是一件简单的事。
Because he was given power and authority.
因为当时他拥有权柄和一切的权力。
It's like in the country, he was the most powerful person.
在整个国家，他是最有权势的人。
So you know to do what is right in the eyes of God, you know, requires a lot of discipline.
所以在那样的情况下，如果他要继续做神眼中看为正的事，他是需要非常一个有纪律的人。
We always say that you know power corrupts.
因为有句话是说，如果有很多权力的话，人容易变为腐败。
Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
那如果你有绝对的权力的话，那个人他就会变成绝对的腐败。
Now we find that he was given the authority, and yet he did what was right in the eyes of God.
但是在这边我们看到说他拥有权柄，但是他却继续行神眼中为正的事。
That goes to show that he was a God-fearing person.
所以这样我们可以看到他是一位敬神的人。
In today's world, we talk about freedom.
那因为在今天，我们常常讲到说要有自由。
In this free world, we can do what we want to do.
那在这个自由的世界里面，我们可以做任何我们想要做的事。
The question is, can we do what is right in the eyes of God?
但是问题是，我们可以继续行在神眼中为正的事吗？
We read verse 5. Yeah.
我们读第五节。
Verse 5. He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper.
第五节，通晓神末世，撒加利亚在世的时候，乌西亚定意寻求神，他寻求神就使他亨通。
Here it tells us that he was very determined to seek God.
这边提到说，他是非常定义的，想要寻求神。
To seek God means he like you know wanted God to guide him in his life.
他寻求神的意思是他要神带领他的一生。
Meaning that he was willing to come under the subjections to God.
意思就是说他愿意俯伏在神的权柄之下。
That's why you know he was able to do what was right in the eyes of God.
因为他愿意这样子做，所以他可以行神眼中为正的事。
We find that today if we are able to submit ourselves fully to God.
那我们发现今天如果我们愿意把我们自己的仁义俯伏在神之下的话，
We follow the principle of the Lord.
那如果我们跟随神他的这个原则而行，
then we find that we are able to do what is right in the eyes of the Lord.
那我们就可以行在神眼中为正的事。
In verse 5, we are told that he sought God in the days of Zechariah.
在第五节这边提到他当时寻求神，那正是神末世撒加利亚在世的时候。
Zechariah was a prophet.
撒加利亚他是一位在当时的先知。
So we can see that he must have you know influence this Uzziah in a very positive way.
所以我们可以看到当时这位先知他对这位乌西亚王有影响了他，正面的影响他。
Like to lead him yet to seek God and to do what is right in the eyes of God.
带领他寻求神，带领他行神眼中为正的事。
Sometimes we find that it is difficult for ourselves yeah, to submit fully to God.
有时候我们觉得我们如果自己要完全的顺从神是一件很难的事。
We need someone, you know, or people around us yeah, to encourage us or to teach us how to submit to God.
因为我们需要我们周遭的人鼓励我们，并且教导我们要如何顺服神。
That's why I think it's important yeah, for us to.You know, draw close to those who really pursue God.
所以我觉得我们要和与神亲近的人亲近，这是非常重要的。
Those who always pray to God with a pure heart.
那就是那些常常向神祷倾心吐意祷告的人。
Because by drawing close to these people, we can be, you know.Influenced by them positively.
因为如果你可以和这样的人亲近的话，那他们可以正面的影响你。
Whenever he sought the Lord, yeah, God made him prosper.
所以在这边提到，他寻求神，神就使他亨通。
In the history of the chosen people, we find that they always went out to fight against their enemies.
那在选民的历史中，我们可以看到他们常常的要向外征战。
Now without exception, yeah, when Uzziah was the king, he also went out and made war against the foreigners, like the Philistines, like the Arabians, yeah, and the Ammonites.
那所以在乌西亚王是王。是王的这段时期也不例外，他需要攻击当时的敌人，有非利士人，有阿拉伯人，
第八节，
还有亚门人。
You find that in fighting against them, your God helped Uzziah to gain victory.
所以可以看到说，神在当时也帮助乌西亚王，使他得胜。
Now we read verse 8.
第八节。
Also the Ammonites brought tribute to Uzziah. His fame spread as far as the entrance of Egypt, for he became exceedingly strong.
第八节，亚门人给乌西亚进贡，他的名声传到埃及，因他甚是强盛。
Now we find that he became strong is because he knew how to submit to God and to rely on God.
我们知道说他的国之后变为强国，是因为当时他知道要顺服神，跟从神。
The Bible says that God helped him.
那圣经上面提到说神帮助他。
And he became extremely strong.
里面提到说，使他甚是强盛。
Now when you look at verse 9 onward, it's like there is a change of way of life on the part of Uzziah.
所以从第九节开始，我们可以看到乌西亚王他的生活开始有些改变。
Now the first part of this chapter tells us about he focused on God and he focused.On doing what is right in the eyes of God.
这一章的前半段提到说，乌西亚王他当时定睛的跟从神，然后要行神眼中为正的事。
Now the second part of the chapter does not talk about, you know, him focusing on God anymore.
那这章的第二半段就没有提到他继续的要专心的跟从神了。
When you read from verse 9, yeah, you find that he began to build towers in Jerusalem.
那从第九节开始，你可以看到他开始在耶路撒冷开始这个建筑城楼。
And also build this wall.
然后开始要盖这个城墙。
And to you know make them strong.
并且要使他们更坚固。
And not only that, yeah, he also got involved in like you know, looking after livestock.
那不止那样子，他还有许多的牲畜，他需要管理。
And surprisingly, he also became interested in like horticulture.
那还有他非常喜欢农务事。
Now we can read the last part of verse 10, yeah.
可以看到第十节的后半段。
He also had farmers and vine dressers in the mountains and in Carmel, for he loved the soil.
又在山地和加美之地有农夫和修理葡萄园的人，因为他喜悦农事。
He also spent a lot of time in strengthening his army.
他又花许多时间使他的军兵更强壮。
Like to prepare them to fight and to go against the enemies.
准备他们，使他们可以跟敌人征战。
It's like he devoted himself fully to all these matters of the world.
所以之后可以看到，他把他的心思意念都放在属事的事情上。
He gathered so many armies for himself, to help him to fight against the enemy, according to verse 13.
那从第十三节可以看到，之后他向自己的军队召集许多大能勇士，要和敌人征战。
Now we know that previously it was God who helped him.
我们知道在
whenever he went out to fight.
之前不管他打什么胜仗，都是神帮助他。
Now here we find that he relied on himself.
那这边我们可以看到，他现在开始 开始只靠着自己的力量。
He relied on his own army.
靠着自己的军队。
There was a shift of focus away from God.
所以他的注意力从神的身上转移了。
Instead of fully relying on God, now he fully relying on military might.
那之前他是全心全意的专注于神，那现在他是全心全意的专注在他自己的军事上面。
And verse 15 says he was marvelously helped, the last part, till he became strong.
那在第十五节的后半段说，因为他得了非常的帮助，甚是强盛。
Meaning that God continued to help him.
所以可以看到说神继续的帮助他。
So his fame continued to spread far and wide.
所以他的名声继续的传到远方。
But from this passage, we know that his heart has departed from God.
但是从这一节我们可以看到，他的心已经不在神身上了。
Because he no longer rely on God.
因为他已经不再把他的依靠放在神身上。
So when we read verse 16,
所以我们读第十六节。
Here he became puffed up.
这边提到说他心高气傲。
Probably because he was so successful in everything that he did.
可能是因为他所做的凡事亨通。
Elated in everything that he did, you know, he went into the temple and decided to offer, you know, this incense to God.
因为他凡事顺利之后，他定义他要进去神的殿，要向神烧香。
You know that this is a violation against the law of Moses.
但是这个在摩西律法是。没有按照神的律法做的。
And only the priests were allowed to go into the temple to offer incense.
因为当时就只有祭司可以到神的殿中给神烧香。
Here we find that he wanted to offer the incense.
但是在这边，他定义他要自己烧香给神。
And at that time, the priest Azariah went in after him and tried to stop him.
当时祭司亚撒利亚和他一起同去，想要阻止他。
Not only this priest and together with 80 other priests went in to stop him from offering.
那当时不只是祭司亚撒利亚，还有其他的八十位祭司都想要阻止王。
But we find that here he did not listen to the advice of the priests.
那但是我们在这边可以看到，他并没有听这些祭司给他的这个谏言。
So it goes to show that he had become corrupted by his pride.
所以我们这边可以看到，因为他的骄傲使他的心变得腐败。
So he refused to listen to anyone.
所以他当时他不想听任何人给他的建议。
So you know, God therefore you know punished him.
所以之后，神就重重的处罚他。
We can see this in verse 20.
可以从二十节看到。
And Azariah, the chief priest, and all the priests look at him, and there on his forehead he was leprous. So they thrust him out of that place. Indeed, he also hurried to get out, because the Lord had struck him.
第二十节，大祭司亚撒利亚和众祭司观看，见他额上发出大麻风，就催他出殿。他自己也急速出去，因为神降灾与他。
And you know, in those days, a leper cannot mingle with the community.
因为那个时候，如果你长了大麻风，你不能和一般的人在一起。
So you know, a leper must be segregated, must be isolated.
因为如果有长麻风的话，你要被分出去，你要自己独住。
Because leprosy is contagious. It can spread to others.
麻风是会传染的，会传染给别人。
That's why he has to be isolated.
所以才是为什么他需要被分出去。
Now, what can we learn from this story?
所以我们从这个故事中可以学到什么呢？
Now, we know that he tried to build up his army.
你知道说他当时想要建立一个强壮的军兵。
Now the question is that a wrong thing to do?
所以我们要想想，他这样子做是错的吗？
We need to look at one example. We turn to 2 Samuel.
可以看一个例子，我们翻到撒母耳记下。
2 Samuel, we read chapter 5.
撒母耳记下第五章。
2 Samuel chapter 5, we read verse 12.Verse 12, yeah.
第十二节。
Chapter 5, verse 12.
五章十二节。
So David knew that the Lord had established him as king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for the sake of his people Israel.
所以这大卫就知道神立建立他做以色列王，又为自己的名以色列使他的国兴旺。
Now I think here the preceding verses tells us about David has made a conquest at Jerusalem.
所以在这一节之前呢，大卫他攻占了耶路撒冷。
Now verse 10 also tells us David went on and became great.And the Lord God of hosts was with him.
第十节提到大卫日渐强盛，因为神万军之神与他同在。
He even built a house for himself.
那甚至可以为他自己，他可以为他自己建房屋。
Now, what is the difference between David and Uzziah?
所以大卫和乌西亚王有什么不同呢？
I think the difference is David maintained a God-fearing heart.
那不同的是大卫他继续有一颗敬畏神的心。
He knew why he was chosen as the king of Israel.
他知道他为什么会被拣选成为以色列的王。
Because God has chosen him to rule over the nations, to look after the people.
因为神拣选他，所以他可以管理神的百姓，治理神的百姓。
Even though he was very prosperous in all the things that he did.
那虽然大卫当时他凡事亨通。
He did not forget that all this was given by God.
但他并没有忘记说他的一切都是神给他的。
I think that is the difference between King David and King Uzziah.
所以我想这就是大卫王跟乌西亚王不一样的地方。
I think it also tells us that for us to maintain this faithfulness towards God in times of prosperity can be very difficult.
所以我知道，当我们亨通的时候，要继续的向神有一颗信实的心，并不是一件简单的事。
When we are in trouble, in sickness, we tend to rely on God more.
因为当我们是在困境，然后还有困难的时候，我们那时候会比较容易依靠神。
We find that we are able to make time to offer our prayers to God.
那通常那个样的时候，我们都会寻找时间和神祷告。
We want to draw a close to the Lord.
因为那个时候我们想要和神更亲近。
When we are in prosperity, you find that you know everything like is a smooth sailing for us.
那当我们凡事亨通的时候，一切顺利。
We find that we don't really need God.
我们觉得说我们并不一定真的那么需要神。
We tend to draw away from the Lord.
所以往往在那个时候，我们会离神越来越远。
So just like the King Uzziah, when he was blessed by God, he forgot about God's guidance and power.
所以就像乌西亚王一样，那当他凡事亨通的时候，他就忘记了神的带领，然后渐渐的离神。
So when a person has departed from God, it becomes very easy for him to become puffed up.
那所以当一个人离神越来越远的时候，他就很容易心高气傲。
Now for him to listen to any form of instructions or admonitions become very tough.
所以在那个时候，不管是什么样子的谏言或者是意见，他都会非常的不能接受。
We turn to Proverbs chapter 15.
那翻开箴言十五章。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 15.
请翻开箴言十五章。
We read verse 33, the last verse.
十五章最后一节33节。
Verse 33. Now the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor.Is humility.
敬畏神是智慧的训诲，尊荣以前必有谦卑。
The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom.
敬畏神是智慧的训诲。
It's like you know, if you fear God, then you will accept the instruction of God.
意思是，如果你敬畏神的话，你就会接受神的训诲。
But the question is, yeah, in times of prosperity, how many of us can truly accept wisdom from God or instruction from God?
但是问题是，当我们凡事亨通的时候，我们有几个人可以真正的在那个时候继续的顺服神的训诲呢？
So the Bible tells us that before honor is humility.
所以圣经告诉我们，在尊荣以前必有谦卑。
When we have received honor to maintain this honor require us to continue to live in humility.
当我们得到尊荣后，如果想要继续有这一份尊荣，那我们就需要有谦卑的心。
So you find that this Uzziah has forgotten about this.
所以你看到当时乌西亚他就忘记了这一点。
I want to read also Deuteronomy chapter 17.
像在在读生命记第十七章。
Deuteronomy chapter 17.
生命记第十七章。
We read verse 20.
二十节。
Sorry, from 14 all the way down, it talks about, you know, some of the rules and principle that governs the kings.
从第十四节到下部分，可以看到这边讲的是君王他所要守的规则。
We read verse 20.
读第二十节。
That his heart may not be lifted above his brethren, that he may not turn aside from the commandments to the right hand.Or to the left, and that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel.
二十节，免得他向弟兄心高气傲，偏左偏右，离了这诫命，这样他和他的子孙便可在以色列中，在国位上年长日久。
So one of the instructions given to the king is that they must obey, you know, the commandments of God.
所以这边其中给神的给王的一位。一个令他们所要守的就是要不要偏了这诫命。
And this command actually is to help the king to submit you know, themselves under the mighty power of God.
那这个诫命是帮助他们，所以他们可以屈服在这个神的大能手下。
They were chosen to lead God's people.
因为他们是被拣选的，要带领神的子民。
But they themselves must also, yeah.Submit to God.
但他们自己本身也需要俯伏在神的大能之下。
So Uzziah has forgotten about this.
所以乌利亚他忘了这一点。
He became puffed up. Therefore, he went into the temple to offer incense to the Lord.
因为他心高气傲，所以之后他进了神的殿，要向神烧香。
Now, if you look at the contrast between before he became strong and after he became strong.
所以我们可以看到当他在亨通跟在亨通之前还有亨通之后的差别。
Now, I want you to first read verse 8. Yeah?
读第八节。
Verse 8.Verse 7.
第七节。
Verse 7, God helped him against the Philistines.
那神帮助他攻击非利士人。
Meaning God helped him to fight against his enemies.
意思是说神帮助他攻打他的敌人。
God was his helper.
那神是帮助他的人。
Now if you read verse 20,
第二十节。
Here we find that he became the enemy of God.
这边提变成他自己成为神的仇敌。
Because the Lord has struck him.
因为神降灾于他。
So God no longer helped him.
所以神不再帮助他了。
Instead, he became the target of punishment of God.
反而他成为了这个被神降灾的人。
Because he disobeyed God.
因为他没有顺从神。
Today we are blessed by God.
那今天我们是被神祝福的。
Because we are God's children.
因为我们是神的孩子。
You know, the important thing is that we must keep his commandment.
最重要的是我们要遵守他的诫命。
So that he can continue to help us.
所以他可以继续的帮助我们。
I think in the community of faith, sometimes we see that, you know, workers and believers alike, have turned their back on Christ.
那所以有时候我们可以看到，不管是做圣工的人，或者是信徒，有些人他们不再相信神。
And as a result, they become the targets of God's punishment.
那因为这样之后，他们就变成神降灾的对象。
God has withdrawn His power and blessing from these people.
神把他的大能还有他。之前给他们的祝福都收回。
So you can see a sharp contrast here.
所以我们可以看到这个很大的反差。
Someone who was helped by God and now became the enemy of the Lord.
那本来是神帮助的人，之后成为神的仇敌。
Okay, now we read verse 8.
读第八节。
Chapter 26, verse 8.
二十六章第八节。
Also the Ammonites brought tribute to Uzziah. His fame spread as far as the entrance of Egypt. For he became exceedingly strong.
亚门人给乌西亚进贡，他的名声传到埃及，因他甚是强盛。
Now after he sinned against God,
那他向神犯罪后
，So the priest said to him. The priest said to him.
那这时候他的祭司跟他说
，The last part of verse 18 tells us.
这在第十八节的后半段告诉我们。
The last part said, "Get out of the sanctuary, for you have trespassed. You shall have no honor from the Lord God."
你出圣殿吧，因为你犯了罪，你行这事，神必不使你得荣耀。
God did not want to honor him any longer.
所以神不再要使他得荣耀了。
Because he sinned against God.
因为他向神犯了罪。
So previously, you find that his fame spread far and wide.
所以之前你可以看到他的这个名声传到很远。
Why? Because he first honored God.
因为他之前他以神为荣耀。
Because he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord.
因为他行神眼中为正的事。
Now later on you find that he sinned against God.
那但是之后他向神犯了罪。
Therefore God withdrew his honor from him.
所以神把之前给他的荣耀收回。
Today we are God's children. We have this precious status in God's eyes.
那今天我们是神的孩子，在神的眼中，是有非常特别的身份。
So we need to preserve this status before God.
那所以我们在神面前，我们要继续的保留我们这个宝贵的身份。
Now how can we preserve this status?
那我们要怎么样保留这一份尊贵的身份呢？
By keeping the word of God, by keeping the commandments of God.
那我们就是要遵守神的诫命。
Otherwise, you find that we'll be rejected by God.
要不然之后我们也不被神接纳。
I think we need to understand that God truly is a merciful God.
所以我们要了解神是充满慈爱的神。
But at the same time, He is also a righteous God.
但同时神也是一位公义的神。
The deed that he had performed in the Old Testament time would likewise be done in our time as well.
他在旧约所做所行的，在新约也必这样做。
If he had chosen to drive his people away from the temple, from Jerusalem because of their sin,
那如果当时神可以把他的选民从殿中驱逐出去，因为他们的罪，
he would likewise do this to us if we live in sin.
那同样的，他在今天也可以对我们这样子做。如果我们继续的活在罪中
，because he is a righteous God，
因为神是公义的神。
That's why we must make sure that you know we are righteous in His eyes。
所以我们要我们要省思我们在神面前是否是公义的。
We must do what is right in the eyes of God。
我们要在神行神眼中为正的事。
Now we turn to the book of Isaiah。
翻到以赛亚书。
We turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书。
We read chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章。
We read verse 1.
第六章第一节。
Chapter 6, verse 1.
第六章第一节。
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple.
当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
Chapter 6 talks about Isaiah coming into the ministry.
那第六章这边提到以赛亚他被召。
And in the year that Uzziah died, Isaiah saw the Lord sitting on the throne. He saw a vision.
那当乌西亚王崩的那年，他看到了异象。那他看到神高高的宝坐在高高的宝座上。
King Uzziah died.
那当时乌西亚王死了。
But the work of God continued on.
但是神的工继续进行。
The work of God will not be affected by the death of a person.
神的工作不会因为一个人死去而停止。
For example, my passing away will not affect the growth of the church.
那比如说，当我去世的时候，就不会因此而使圣工停怠。
Because this is the work of God.
因为这是神的工。
In the time of the Old Testament, the people of God, the community of God's people, was being looked after by God himself.
因为像在旧约的时候，神他亲自的照顾顾眷他的子民。
He made use of different vessels, you know, like kings and prophets, to guide his people.
用他自己兴起他自己的工人，像是立王或者是立先知。
So the important teaching here is that we must be faithful servants of the Lord.
所以在这边给我们的教导是，我们要成为神这个信实忠心的工人。
So when we pass away from this world.
所以有一天，当我们离开这个世界的时候，
we find that our works can follow us.
那我们的这个做工的果效必跟随着我们。
And God will accept us eventually.
然后之后神必接纳我们。
So I think Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1 tells us a very important lesson.
所以这是
teach us a very important lesson.
以赛亚书第六章在这边教导给我们的一个很重要的一个课题。
Man's power is limited.
那人的力量是有限的。
But the power of God remains forever.
但是神的力量是永远长存。
We find that man's life is short.
那我们也发现说人的一生是短的。
But God is eternal.
那但是神是永恒的。
His works remains forever.
那他的功也永远长存。
So may God help us.
所以愿神帮助我们。
Sing a hymn.
唱诗。